AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As Hawaii residents question if more could have been done to help people escape from the deadly wildfires, there's a development. Maui's emergency management director has resigned, citing health reasons. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on Herman and Daya.
The official with MEMA, the emergency response team, outlined the fact that not only did they work, but he made that executive decision not to use them. So many people were frustrated. He said that he feared that people could lose their lives by driving into the flames. But so many that we have spoken with said, had they gotten that siren, that alert, they would have gone outside, they would have seen the smoke, and they would have been able to escape to safety.
At least 111 people have died in the Maui wildfires. In Canada, thousands of residents have fled the town of Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories ahead of an approaching wildfire. Emergency Management Minister Bowen Ma.
I do encourage people who live in high-risk areas to reach out to family and friends who may be able to provide shelter in other areas of the province. Make those arrangements now as part of your emergency plan.
CBS News has learned the suspected mastermind of the September 11th terrorist attacks, Khaled Sheikh Mohammed, and four co-defendants could escape the death penalty via a plea deal. Their trials at Guantanamo have been stalled for decades due to allegations of torture. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Through the years, there have been proposals to move the trials from military tribunals to civilian court, but that idea faced stiff resistance in Congress, worried about the security and the costs of moving cases out of Gitmo.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on concerns at a major military installation.
What's going on? That's a question being asked by people at Tinker Air Force Base outside Oklahoma City. 17 personnel have died at the base so far this year, according to the publication Military.com. Air Force officials are refusing to give any information about the deaths, citing privacy concerns. More than 30,000 people work at or live on the base.
Like many big cities, Los Angeles is seeing an uptick in smash and grabs and flash mob thefts, especially at high-end retailers. To fight back, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has announced a new multi-agency task force.
No Angeleno should feel like it is not safe to go shopping in Los Angeles. No entrepreneur should feel like it's not safe to open a business in Los Angeles.
Federal authorities have charged at least nine current and former Northern California police officers in a corruption investigation. Feds say a two-year investigation found evidence that they committed civil rights violations and fraud in an effort to get a pay raise and lied on reports to cover up use of excessive force. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups presents great combos in pop culture. Longtime buddies, singer-songwriter Bruce Springsteen, and former President Barack Obama always touch on who has the better day job.
I think Bruce, through his music, I tease him about how much better it is being a rock and roll star than being a politician.
Which, of course, it is.
Brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The best way to start your day, end your day, and middle of your day.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 48 overnight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 78 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 59 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Burns struck out the side in the third, and he struck out Smith his first time. This time a slider bounces into the glove of Caratini. 1-1 the count. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Smith, Muncy, and Hayward. Corbin's 1-1. Pop foul, first base side, and that one is going to slice out of play. Right into the extended netting. Atop the Brewers' first base dugout, 1-2 on Will Smith. Smith has really hit the Brewers well this year. 7-for-17, hitting over 400 against the Brewers in these couple of series. 1-2. Laid off on a slider that was low. 2-2. He was a late entrant into Dave Roberts' lineup tonight. J.D. Martinez got scratched with groin tightness about an hour before the game. 2-2. Lifted foul up into the seats. It's on the first base side into the second deck. It remains 2-2 on Will Smith, who thought he was getting a night off. Does not have to catch as he normally does. He's the DH. Corbin's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Cut fastball again, perfectly located. Right at the knees. That is four consecutive ortho ASAP strikeouts for Corbin Burns, and he's done it through the top four hitters on the Dodgers lineup card. That is not something you see every day. Six ortho ASAP punchouts for Burns. Here's Max Muncy. First pitch grounded foul up the first baseline.
Yeah, I'd venture a guess that not many times this year have those four struck out consecutively, and I don't know that there's very many pitchers that have the ability to do that.
It's a short list. Muncy, another tough out. 0-1 pitch. Called high. It could very well have been deemed a strike, but it's ball one. It's a cutter right near the letters. Muncy was the biggest out for Burns thus far. He got him to fly to right with runners at second and third in the first. 1-1, low and away on a change, 2-1. A beautiful mid-August Southern California Thursday. 2-1 grounded to second base, right at Bryce Terang, who's got it cleanly and a short toss to first in plenty of time to retire Max Muncy, two out. And this is really turning into quite a pitcher's duel. Jason Hayward coming to the plate. Brewers coming in with a 2.5-game lead in the Central Division over Idle Cincinnati and Idle Chicago. So a chance to pick up a half a game on the closest teams in the race. Hayward lined to center his first time. He knows Chicago pretty well, huh? Takes a strike. The bottom of the zone on the outside corner, nothing and one. This guy spent the last 7 years with the Cubs. And he's been resurrected in his season here in L.A. Much, much better than we saw recently on the north side. 0-1. This curve that bounced in. 1-1.
Always been a great defender. The bat has always been okay. I don't know that he's ever had that big offensive year. He's had a couple of good offensive years, but an elite defender in his prime.
Corbin misses outside with a cutter, and it's 2-1. He's hitting 250 this year, but he's had some power, 11 home runs, and as you said, always plays great defense. A left-handed hitter. Two out, scoreless bottom four. Burns with a 2-1. Hayward takes a letter high strike, and it just clipped the outside edge. Another cut fastball. His cutter has been about as good tonight as we have seen all season. And I don't think I'm being hyperbolic. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Threw him a cutter to get strike two, and then a change to put away Hayward. Another strikeout. Seven of them in four scoreless innings for Corbin Burns. And two here in a 1-2-3 fourth. Ortho ASAP. We move to the fifth. Still 0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You named that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels, flavor of the moment. The Jacob & Kugel Brewing Company, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. You got the time. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Moving into the fifth in a pitcher's duel, and we're scoreless. Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Andrew Monasterio nearly hit by the pitch on a breaking ball up and in. He turns in and away from it, and it's one ball and no strikes. On the Brewers' third baseman here tonight, Lynn brings home the 1-0 pitch, and he popped him up. This one into shallow right, drifting out and backpedaling into shallow right as the first baseman, Freddie Freeman, makes the catch in fair territory. And there's one away for Victor Caratini. How about a vibe check? Well, a scoreless game. Love to see the Brewers get a run. That'd be a big vibe. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer, also a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Here's Victor Caratini as Lynn brings home the pitch. And Victor, a ground ball on the right side, picked by Betts, spinning and throws to first. Oh, some great range from Mookie Betts to get to that ball. And then great balance to still make a good throw to first and get Caratini. Metz, who came up as a second baseman but has been an outfielder for the majority of his big league career, showing you he's just fine at second base as well. Two outs. And here's Bryce Terang. And Lynn brings home the pitch, and Terang takes a strike on a fastball right down the middle. It's 0-1. Bryce lined out to Hayward back in the third. He's 0-1 tonight. And 0 for his last 15 at the plate. Lynn's pitch down and in, nearly hit Terang. That was a back foot slider. Terang able to shuffle his feet and get out of the way of it, and it's a ball and a strike. The defense we've seen from the Dodgers in this series right now would probably be my headline. The 1-1 missed outside. It's two balls and one strike. If you were going to write a story about this series, I think that's where I would start. The Dodgers have played outstanding defense. 2-1. Ground ball right at Betts this time. Easier play for him. Pats the glove and throws to first. And Terang is out, and the Brewers go down in order in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of five. Still a 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
C. McBee Realty. Honest, reliable, and fun to work with. C. McBee Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. C. McBee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
Thanks for calling C. McBee Realty.
Hi, I'm Dave Dorsey, the owner of DeBoss Firearms in Oshkosh. If you're looking for extra cash, bring us your firearms, ammo, and accessories to place at our monthly nationwide auction. Have you inherited firearms that you don't want but don't know what to do with? Bring them to us. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, and we can even auction off other sporting good items. For more details, visit DeBossFirearms.com. Call 920-235-5440 or stop by at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Angeles, Brewers and Dodgers, a 0-0 ball game. Corbin Burns back out there on the mound, and James Outman, first pitch swinging, fouls it back into the second deck behind home plate. It's 0-1. Van made a nice snag on that one, leaning over the railing and making the catch. A one from Burns. He is a swing and a miss at a cutter. And it's nothing in two. Boy, Corbin Burns has the good stuff going tonight. When Corbin comes out and looks this sharp in the first couple of innings, you will hear not just me or Josh, or if it's a home game, Bob Uecker. 0-2 pitch is rolled foul, and it's still 0-2 on Outman. But anybody pretty much in the press box, you'll hear the phrase, "Oh, it's one of those nights." That's a good sign when Corbin Burns is on the mound. And it feels like it's one of those nights here tonight at Dodger Stadium. 0-2 pitch. Outman swinging a miss. Went after a curveball.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Classic shop since 1880. Enjoy the same great taste your grandfather did, because our recipes never change. Still made the old world way. Usinger's, America's finest sausage. First pitch to Hernandez is a bouncer.
Deep in the hole, it's short. Backs up Adamas' step. His throw is low, and it bounces into Santana, who makes a nice stretch on the back end of the play to record the out. Not a routine play on either end of it. It took a couple of big hops for Adamas, but he had to back up and let it play him for a second so he didn't get caught between. And then his throw was low and bounced on the grass on its way to first, and Santana had to stretch to make sure they recorded the out. Two outs, and now here's Austin Barnes, who's one for one against Burns, and he takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Burns in great shape pitch count-wise, just through number 68. The 0-1 to Barnes is a swing and a miss at an upstairs cutter, and it's 0-2. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fifth in a very well-pitched game between Corbin Burns and Lance Lynn so far here tonight. O-2 pitch. High fly ball into right. Drifting in a couple of steps is Tyrone Taylor, camping underneath of it. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. A quick, easy, breezy 1-2-3, bottom of the fifth for Corbin Burns. We're on to the sixth, 0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Right now, at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, all jeans are on sale. Whether for fit, function, or fashion, we have unbeatable deals on your favorite brands for the whole family. And nothing goes better with your favorite pair of jeans than your go-to pair of rugged, comfortable, and reliable Cat boots. Right now, all styles of Cat footwear are on sale, $10 off. Check out our entire selection in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. The hardest working people in America find value
at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. At the UPS store, you can ship it all. We're your bulky sports equipment shipping store. Your heavy luggage shipping store. Your fancy art shipping store. We're even your I can't believe it's already time for back to school shipping store. So visit your neighborhood We Ship It All store for dependable UPS shipping with easy to use tracking and competitive rates. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to AnnexWealth.com.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
No score as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Tyrone Taylor to lead things off against Lance Lynn. Tyrone 1-for-1 on the night, and the first pitch from Lynn is down and away with a curveball. It's 1-0. Lynn in very good shape pitch count-wise himself here tonight. 56 pitches so far for the right-hander. And a 1-0 pitch. Taylor took low. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is David Beyer from Waukesha. David will win a gift card jackpot of $650 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. 2-0 pitch is lined into left and down for a base hit for Tyrone Taylor. Well, he's got Lance Lynn's number. Brewers get the leadoff man aboard here. For just the second time this evening. And that'll get Yelich to the plate. Yelich has homered off of Lynn a couple of times in his career. He's now 3-for-17 against the right-hander. Lynn's first pitch, and Yelich took high. It's 1-0. If a member of the crew hits a home run this inning for David Beyer, not just the 650, but if there's an additional home run, there's an additional $100 added to that jackpot. Courtesy of Woodman's Food Store. Throw to first, and back in time is Taylor. He was starting to dance towards second, and Lynn fired it over there, and Tyrone diving back into the bag.
Not a great throw from Lenny. Almost threw it away. But a good catch and save made by Freddie Freeman, who's played some great defense in this series. 1-0 pitch. And Yelich took a strike, and that was a generous call. Slider that looked a little bit low, but Lynn got the call, and it's 1-1. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Beach ball ends up on the warning track, and so ball boy runs out there and grabs it. And is sprinting back as fast as he can. It looks like he's trying to beat the freeze. One ball and one strike on Yelich. Lynn comes setting the pitch. Ground ball through the right side and into right field. Taylor turns second. He's on his way to third. Yelich with a base hit, and the Brewers have him on the corners with nobody out against Lynn here in the top of the sixth. Not hit overly hard. It's the first time, it feels like, in this series that the Brewers have had soft contact that found its way through. Even their hard contact has seemingly found gloves. And the Brewers in business here with William Contreras coming to the plate. First pitch to Contreras is a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. So back-to-back singles. Brewers had just two hits against Lynn coming into this inning, and now they've doubled that effort here. And the 0-1. And a chopper foul up the third baseline. It's nothing and two on Contreras. Get a couple of shots here to try and get this run home. O2 pitch. Down to the dirt. Slider smothered by Austin Barnes. One ball and two strikes. Betts is playing pretty much back up the middle at second base, and Freeman holding Yelich on at first. So you could roll one through that right side as a toss over to first. And back in time is Yelich. And William Contreras has made a concerted effort in going the other way with the baseball. That's something he works on every day with Ozzie Timmons. Getting his extra BP before the games. 1-2 pitch. And he hits it foul down the right field line and out of play. It stays hit a ball and two strikes. And it wouldn't take much to roll one through that right side right now. 0-0 ball game. Brewers trying to break the ice here in the top of the sixth. 1-2 pitch. And he checked his swing. Yes, he did. They appeal to Ryan Addison. He did not offer that slider outside. It's even now. Two balls and two strikes on Contreras. Lynn thought he offered. He was disappointed. 2-2 pitch. Upstairs, and Contreras has battled back and worked the count full. Contreras 0 for 2 tonight. Just one hit in the series. He's 1 for 8. Big opportunity for him right here. He's come through in these spots a lot over the last couple of months. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. And he pops it up, fouling out of play first base side. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Contreras, who's driven in 54 this season, has not only been one of the Brewers' best hitters this year, he's been one of their most clutch hitters. This is the guy you want up in this spot. 3-2. There goes the runner. Ground ball right back to Lynn. He's going to come home with it. Taylor's going to be in a rundown. Trying to race back to third. Now he's tagged out. Yelich has to stay at second base. Taylor broke for home. Lynn fielded it. He initially was going to turn and try to go to first base with the baseball and then realized Taylor was coming home.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth Booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 48 overnight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 78 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 59 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
You know, going to the local Kiwanis or the YMCA or some of these different networking places where we're supporting what makes our city special and are trying to make the community better for future generations. And that's one thing that Addison Jones values highly. We give back through area foundations, we participate in community events, and we are going to continue to be there for our buyers, sellers, and our community.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Corbin Burns, who's been dazzling so far tonight, first pitch to Mookie Betts is a curveball low, and it's 1-0. You feel like this is a really big half inning. The Dodgers just got out of a jam in the top of the sixth, and now Burns to face the top of this lineup for the third time tonight. 1-0 offering to Betts. Missed up and in with a curveball. Betts dove out of the way. It's two balls and no strikes. Betts with a base hit against Burns back in the first inning. He's 1-for-2. Burns struck him out back in the third. 2-0 pitch. Popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. And it's 2-1. That was a cutter about belly button high right down the middle, and Mookie Betts took a home run cut at that one. Just missed it. 2-1. That's hit in the air, left center field. Yelich on the run. Yelich diving and made a tremendous catch. Oh, Christian Yelich taking extra bases away from Mookie Betts and beating the Dodgers at their own game. Yelich went into a slide and he slid for another 10 feet after he made the catch. You're not going to see a better catch from Yelich all season long. One big out here in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Freddie Freeman. Burns' first pitch to Freeman. Roped foul down the right field line and out of play. It's 0-1. He got out in front of a curveball that time. Well, that catch from Christian Yelich. We're going to be talking about that one for a while if the Brewers can find a way to win this game here tonight. 0-1 missed down and away with a changeup. One ball and one strike. We may be talking about it anyway, but what a significant play that could be in this game. Burns looking in. The 1-1 to Freeman. Missed up and away. And it's two balls and a strike. Yelich has made some great plays over the years out there and left. I can't think of one much better than that one. The pitch, swing and a miss. Had a cutter. And it's now two balls and two strikes on Freeman, who's 0-for-1. He walked back in that first inning and struck out in the third. Burns with 8 strikeouts tonight so far. The pitch missed outside. And the count is full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns' next pitch will be number 80 here tonight. Here's the 3-2. And he missed low with a curveball. He walked him. So Freeman on board for the second time tonight. It's been a walk both times. Those are the only 2 walks that Burns has issued. And now he's going to deal with David Peralta and Victor Caratini on his way out to chat with him here before this battle begins. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. Burns lifting his jersey up to talk through it. Caratini talking through his glove as they're trying to talk strategy here. Burns has struck Peralta out both times. He is 0-for-2 against Burns here tonight. He's done a really good job with the 3-4 spot. Really 3-4 and 3-8. Have not reached against Burns. It's only been Betts, Freeman, and then Austin Barnes who had that single in the third inning out of the 9 spot for the Dodgers. Burns brings home the pitch, and he missed outside with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Peralta has a 7-game hitting streak. He's 1-for-4 in this series. Runner at first and 1 out here. Spin and a throw to first, and Freeman back in there with a head first slide. Brewers with 4 hits. The Dodgers with just 2 hits in this game. And just 4 base runners for the Dodgers so far against Corbin. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back into the net, and it's 1-1. It is quiet in both bullpens, and it should be. These two have been dealing tonight. Burns and Lynn. Corbin looking in, has the one he wants from Caratini. And the 1-1. Chopper to third. Monasterio has it. He'll flip to second, coming across the bag. And in time from Bryce Terang. No, he's going to be called safe. Brewers are going to see if they want to challenge this. Looked like he got through the bag from our vantage point. Brewers were playing Peralta to pull, and so Monasterio, by the time he fielded that, he was able to flip it to Terang, and Terang made a great turn. It was a close play at first, but Peralta able to beat it out and stay out of the double play. He's at first with two outs, and here's Will Smith. So 5-4 on the put out at second base, and Smith, who has struck out both times against Burns tonight at the plate. First pitch to Smith. And it's in there for a strike with a slider. Smith looking back at Chris Guccione and confirming where that was. No balls in one strike on Smith. Burns trying to get himself through six scoreless. Here's the 0-1. Fly ball, right field. This one's pretty deep. Taylor's back onto the warning track with room. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Corbin Burns puts up another zero in the bottom of the sixth. He's through six scoreless. Off to the seventh we go. A 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now is your chance at huge savings on all your favorites during Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event. This Saturday at participating locations, the first 300 shoppers will receive a ticket to shop and pop to get anywhere from 10 to 100% off their entire purchase. Fill your cart and pop a balloon at checkout to reveal your savings. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. this Saturday. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time.
Check out the all-new Brewers 414 value menu at your next visit to the ballpark. Enjoy favorite foods like a junior hot dog, 16-ounce soda, junior nachos, and Cracker Jacks for just $4 each. Find the 414 value menu at select concessions at American Family Field.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's a 0-0 ball game. What a pitcher's duel we've got at Dodger Stadium tonight. Lance Lynn back out there for the seventh. And in with the play-by-players, Josh.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. Willy Adames took strike one with a slider. It has been the Corbin Burns show for the crew, but Lance Lynn almost equally as effective for the Dodgers. The one pitch is fouled back, gets the screen over the first base Brewers dugout, and it's quickly nothing in two. Lynn has permitted four singles. Corbin Burns just two singles and two walks. Time called before the 0-2 pitch, and granted to Adames, Lynn threw it anyway. But it does not count. It'll be Willie, then Andrew Monasterio, and Victor Caratini. 5, 6, and 7 in the Brewers' order, due up in the visitors' seventh. Wind up in the 0-2. Chopped softly foul up the third baseline. Lance Lynn has only two strikeouts the whole night, and they've been the two times that Willie Adames has batted previously. See if Willie can put the ball in play. 0-2. Very high. Took a 90-mile-an-hour fastball up out of the zone. Ball one. Playing under the lights at Chavez Ravine. Lins 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider in the dirt. And Adames has struck out all three times that he's hit. For the three strikeouts tonight by Lance Lynn. We are glad that you're with us. Dodgers after dark back home in the Central Time Zone. Brewers after dark. Here comes Andrew. Monasterio 0 for 2, and he takes one in the dirt. Curveball that bounces past the catcher. Dodgers have taken the first two games of this series. 13-3 was the aggregate score in those two, but it's 0-0 in the seventh tonight. The 1-0 pitch, Andrew took a strike. Curveball that time, split the plate knee high. Dodger pitching has been exceptional in these three games. Lins 1-1. Down low. Curveball. A steady dose of breaking balls to Monasterio. It's 2-1. Lynn into the windup. Lance's 1-1 pitch. 2-1, I should say. Grounded to first. Off the end of the bat, right to Freddie Freeman, who was standing next to first base as he fielded it. Had one step to go, and he took it there himself in time to get Monasterio. Three unassisted on that soft ground out. And Lynn is one out away from seven scoreless. It is up to the birthday boy, Victor Caratini, to keep the frame going here for the visiting Brewers. Turning 30 years old, getting to catch Corbin Burns on his birthday. Caratini swings and grounds one to short. Played with a forehand on the move by Kike Hernandez. Pats his glove, throws to first. Caratini is out. Got him by a few steps. Three ground outs for the birthday boy, and Lynn indeed with seven scoreless innings in the books. So Corbin Burns will try to keep matching him with zeros. Seventh inning stretch, nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include...
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Visit US Cellular in store or online and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. US Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Corbin Burns has thrown 85 pitches through six scoreless innings. He is back to the mound for the bottom of the seventh. No score tonight. Brewers and Dodgers, and here's Max Muncy, one of the league's leading power hitters. First pitch in at the knees. 94 mile an hour cut fastball, nothing and one. Muncy is 0 for 2. He'll be followed by Jason Hayward and James Outman. Well, Lance Lynn is through seven scoreless. In fact, the Brewers have not scored in the last 14 innings that they've batted in this series. But Burns has kept the game tied with some great mound work of his own. Now the 0-1. Muncy took it a little bit low. Pretty much the same pitch, except for a couple of inches lower. 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss. Good curveball there. Had Muncy swinging over the top, and the count goes to 1-2. Lynn apparently finished for the night as the left-hander Caleb Ferguson is getting loose in the Los Angeles bullpen. No activity yet for the crew as Burns approaches 90 pitches. Here it comes, 1-2. Muncy took outside. Tried the backdoor cutter. That's been a great pitch, especially against these left-handed Dodger batters tonight. That time it was well off the plate, and so it's 2-2. Muncy is only 2 out of 10 in the series, but always a threat. The 2-2. Swing and a miss over the top of a curveball that bounced in there. Corbin Burns records his 9th punch out for the first out in the home 7th inning. Muncy swinging over Uncle Charlie. Ortho ASAP again. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Against one of the hottest lineups in the league, what a gem Burns is putting together thus far. Here comes the veteran Jason Hayward. One out in the pitch. Now the curveball, that time laid off. And it's low for ball one. 7th inning stretch was presented by Island Resort and Casino. You can experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. 1-0 is popped into right. In comes the right fielder Taylor. Also the center fielder Frelick, who's going to call him off. Moving left, and Frelick is the one to make the catch. Very shallow in right center field for out number 2. Burns is one out away from 7 scoreless to match Lance Lynn. And here comes James Outman, the man that can prevent him from doing so. By the way, Island Resort and Casino, you can visit them online at islandresortandcasino.com today. Outman, another lefty. He is 0 for 2. First pitch, a little outside. Ball one on a change. When you get a pitcher's duel like this between two first-place teams, it almost takes on the feel of a playoff game. 1-0. Outman takes strike one. Changeup just clipped the low outside corner. And when you get into a playoff-type feeling, you know that it just could be one pitch that decides it. One pitch or one swing of the bat by either side. No score, the 1-1. Outman swings and misses through another changeup, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere tonight, and it just has that tension right now, right? Like, maybe not as much in the crowd, but it has the tension in the two dugouts. No, these are two of the best teams in the National League, and this is a really fun game with two pitchers really going at it.
1-2, Outman takes outside, another changeup. 2-2. 43,195 paid crowd here on a Thursday. And a gorgeous night. Couldn't ask for better weather. Nobody has scored. 2 out, bottom 7. Burns, 2-2 pitch. Outside. Went to the cutter and he missed. So it's a full count on the rookie, James Outman. There have been 4 Dodgers to reach base all night. And only 2 since the first inning. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and chopped right back to Burns. He's off the mound to field on the first base side. Flips it. Kind of sidearm over to Santana for the out on Outman. And it's 7 scoreless in Los Angeles. The ace of the staff, Corbin Burns, a gem on a Thursday night against the first-place Dodgers. 1-2-3. And we're headed into the 8th inning. Still nobody scored. And the bullpen door opens for Los Angeles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles. This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, name that Lightning Googles.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct. You named that Leinen Kugels. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Leinen Kugels, flavor of the moment. The Jacob Leinen Kugel Brewing Company, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
More and more people are talking about shopping local and supporting small businesses. Here's a great way to do that while filling up at the gas pump. Choose Unleaded 88. It's made from corn grown by Wisconsin farmers. Unleaded 88 is also clean, safe for your car, and much more affordable. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump. Choose Unleaded 88 and know that you're helping your car, the environment, and Wisconsin farmers. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Lance Lynn went seven scoreless innings for the Dodgers tonight, but he will not be involved in the decision because this game is going to be decided by the bullpens. 0-0 into the eighth. Lynn is pulled in favor of left-hander Caleb Ferguson, and he'll face 8-9-1 in the Brewers' order. Eighth inning time for the play-by-play. Let's go back to Lane Grindle.
Ferguson, 6-3, 2.84 ERA, 51st appearance of the year for the 27-year-old left-hander, and he brings home the first pitch to Terang. It's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Yoel Piamps getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen, so you can assume that Corbin Burns' night is probably also done. What a pitcher's duel here tonight. The 0-1 to Terang is inside with a fastball at 96, and it's a ball and a strike. Ferguson has not pitched since the 11th, so 6 days since his last appearance when he threw an inning against the Rockies. It was a scoreless one. And he brings home the 1-1. He misses down and away with a fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Appreciated Caleb Ferguson's warm-up music of Fergalicious. Seemed appropriate.
Love it.
I will admit it took me a second to put two and two together. Two balls and one strike here on Terang. The pitch. Lined into left. That's going to find the green grass on a hop to Peralta out there in left, and it's a leadoff single for Terang here in the top of the eighth. So Bryce Terang, who is 0 for his last 16, gets a huge leadoff single here for the Brewers in the eighth. And that gets Tyrone Taylor to the plate, who is 2 for 2 tonight. Tyrone had Lance Lynn's number, and now he gets to try to feast off of a lefty. Taylor's been swinging it really well the last couple of weeks, and he's had some big hits late in games for the Brewers. Ferguson's pinch, and he squared to bunt, and he pulled the bat back and took it inside for a ball. It's 1-0. So Tyrone thinking about putting down a bunt. Element of surprise is off now. We'll see what he does here. Muncy creeping up from third. And the 1-0 pitch, and Tyrone swinging away, took a huge hack at a 96-mile-per-hour fastball and came up empty. It's 1-1. Brewers looking for some sort of offense here tonight against the Dodgers in a 0-0 ball game. Can it come from the bottom of the lineup? Ground ball, one hops the glove of Muncy at third.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.